Good afternoon, I'm John Baker and here is the RTL Today news, sports and weather at 5 o'clock on Friday the 21st of November. At a press briefing this afternoon, Prime Minister Luc Frieden announced that the Minister of Labour has been instructed by the Government Council to contact the management of Amazon Luxembourg and urge them to adopt a plan for maintaining employment. Georges Michaud is said to have expressed the desire to avoid a social plan at the Luxembourg location of the US-American internet giant. Prosecutors have recommended life imprisonment for the defendant who is accused of killing his former partner in Dikash 3 years ago. During the investigation, the defendant blamed his nephew, who had entered into a sham marriage with the victim, for the murder. However, during the trial, it emerged the defendant had stabbed the woman to death out of jealousy after she had begun a relationship with someone else, and then he and his nephew dismembered the victim's body in her basement before disposing of it in various locations. And police have identified a new fraud doing the rounds in Luxembourg, where scammers are posing as the National Health Fund and sending text messages to their victim, telling them their CNS card has to be renewed, and inviting the victim to click on a link, which then allows the fraudsters to obtain their victim's personal data. If you receive such a message, do not click the link, delete the message, and block the sender. In international news, Kyiv has been left scrambling after the latest US proposal that would force it to effectively capitulate to Russia after almost 4 years of war, with Moscow telling Volodymyr Zelensky to negotiate now or lose more territory on the battlefield. Zelensky was holding a call with his top European allies after US President Donald Trump backed the surprise 28-point plan that demands Kyiv give up land, cuts its army, and pledges never to join NATO or hold snap elections. And finally, New York's incoming mayor, Zoran Mamdani, will today meet with US President Donald Trump at the White House following an exchange of barbs that has seized national attention. Mamdani, a 34-year-old political insurgent who came from nowhere to lead leadership of America's biggest city, has said that he was ready for whatever happens. In sports, the first day of the eagerly awaited Ashes exceeded all expectations in a huge day of excitement when 19 wickets fell. Mitchell Starc took 7 as England were bowled out for 172 before they in turn bowled excellently, with Ben Stokes taking 5 wickets and reducing Australia to 123 for 9 at stumps. And finally, Paul Pogba has lost none of his vision and technique despite not playing for more than 2 years, his Monaco coach Sebastian Pogognoli said on Friday, as he weighed up whether to hand the 2018 World Cup winner his club debut. The 32-year-old is widely expected to make his first appearance on a football pitch since September 2023, when Monaco travelled to Rennes on Saturday. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. It is just starting to get dark after a gloriously sunny day, and already the temperature is beginning to drop. It's currently around 2 degrees at the moment, although it feels more like -2. And with the clear skies, the temperature will drop further as the evening wears on.